This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience?
Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative.
Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it.
Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
All right. Hello. Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Scott Capurro joining us at 8 o'clock. He is playing the Ivy Room in San Francisco tonight. So you can check him out. Vinny, I know you're probably thinking of, crazy, dirty things you can bring up to talk to him about. That's kind of your way.
That is, what are you talking about?
How can I get Scott all excited about something?
I don't know. Last time, Scott was just going off on you the whole time.
Yeah, I wasn't involved in that conversation at all.
What was it?
I don't know.
I can't remember either.
Your jacket.
Yeah, the jacket came up, but it was something else. Was that the day he was wearing the camo stuff?
No, that was.
Well, anyways, he's coming on, and I'm sure he'll offend us with some thing or other. We've also got tickets for the Disneyland Resort. These are throughout the day. So if you love Disney, you're at the right place. Mm-hmm. 9:05 in the morning, 12:05 at lunchtime. 3, 4, 5, and 6 on the 05s during Jane's show. She's got them, her whole show. Incredible. Text that code word to our contest line, which is 20357. And you'll be entered for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort and be qualified for the grand prize vacation, including 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. Everybody wants it. Let's all go to Disney. Just like we won the Super Bowl or something.
Wow.
Sorry, I was stuck. No. I got watermelon sugar stuck in my
head. I was listening to that as well.
That's a good song.
God. Appatappa was just, I woke up at like midnight to go pee
Then
somehow Appatappa got in my head and it was loud as it seems to be. And there I was going, stop thinking about this song. You're never going to fall
face,
back.
Kissy face.
Never fall back asleep. Mm. There it is.
Yeah.
It is an earworm.
God, it's like hit songs
we'll
are
sleep tomorrow.
More catchy than ever.
And it just stinks of Bruno Mars. Like he's just all over that song. So good.
He's clearly done his music history studies and knows exactly.
Or it's just in that he's reincarnated. Some guy who wrote all the hits. Yes, dear.
You want to hear something weird?
No, sure, yes.
Every time, yes.
This is like freaking us out in my house. Don't bring this up to her, exciting. Because she's just a little girl and really you shouldn't talk to little girls anyway because you're a stranger, so don't.
Okay.
But anyway.
This is the littlest girl?
Yeah.
All right.
She talks about having been alive before.
Oh, tell me everything.
Reincarnation.
Is she a princess or anything?
I'm going to come back as, next time I'm coming back as, it'll be out of nowhere. And you'll be like, what? In the hell?
Oh my God, do we have any freaky music?
You're coming back as next time you're gonna be. And she's obsessed. She believes she's a cheetah. If you've seen any of the pictures I've posted, you'll see her going, rah.
Oh.
She's
So you think maybe she was a cheated? Because why would she have to have been a human, right? Maybe she graduated to humanhood.
It's just this thing that I don't even know how she'd have it in her head. It's not disgust.
But you know what? Get an antelope and put it in the room and let's just see what happens, Vinny. I mean, I feel like we can test this out. Let's get her to the zoo and turn her loose. Oh, you know what? I wonder if Safari West is still open.
That might be the funniest thing you've ever said.
Oh, thank you.
Like, get an antelope. I mean,
just of all the things,
just the
right?
dry just, delivery. Just that, yeah. That was very well done.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
I mean, honestly.
I'm just trying to help you with your reincarnation problem.
Just throw an antelope carcass on the lawn and see what happens.
Oh, I feel like it's got to be alive.
She starts feeding, you know.
I'll go get her a deer and bring it over. Uncle Matt, yeah. Bring
well, if she's a cheetah, she can definitely catch
a
deer.
I don't even know where she'd got the word or how she has it in her head.
Oh, she has the word reincarnation.
No, I guess not.
Or she's just going to come back
And I've been something before.
Is there something? Is there, you know, I think they pull a lot of stuff from shows.
Probably.
You know?
It's certainly possible or yeah, it could have been anywhere.
Right.
But it's freaking us out. Like, there's moments where you just go, this again. Ah.
Well, listen, of all the dumb stuff that's out there, I could get behind reincarnation. Like, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
I read this book one time where there was these series of people that would, they'd be reincarnated and they'd be for a certain job. Like, they'd be put to work, you know, protecting this person or, you know, whatever it was. But they didn't know when they were in the life. They didn't know until they got killed or they died of natural causes, which never happened to any of them. And they get back to like wherever the station was where they were hanging out, ready to be reborn again. And then they remembered all their other lives.
Oh.
Yeah. But then they're like, okay, well, I got to go do this next thing.
Super cool.
Yeah, it was neat.
All right, well, anyway.
Okay, so look, we're practically out
Trash
of time
me.
Anyway.
No, and, we're not.
Yeah, no, we are. RIP Roberta Flack. Died after a battle with ALS, although they do say that she was also 88 years old.
Oh.
And she's had a lot of problems. Like, I was looking at it because I saw ALS. I'm like, oh, my God, ALS. In 2016, she had a stroke, caused her to have some health problems, including, I guess, in 2018, she was taken to the hospital right before being honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award. And at 88, I mean, that, you know, could have been anything. She got COVID in January of 22, which was the same year that she announced her ALS diagnosis. So she may have had it for longer than that. But that made it impossible for her to sing and not easy to speak. And she basically said, it'll take a lot more than ALS to silence this icon. So rest in peace, Roberta Flack. She is the...
Death will do that, though, for sure.
Yes.
Silence you once and for all.
Yes, it will. Mm. It will.
Or not, according to your daughter.
Well, yes.
In this go round.
In that body.
It would be so nice to think that we had other lives, because then when someone died, you go, okay, well, I miss them terribly in this life. Maybe they'll be, you know, the daughter of somebody that I meet later. I mean, that would be so lovely if we were all intertwined like that. Roberta was best known for her two number one hits. Killing Me Softly is the one to me.
We're hearing it now.
Let me turn that up a little bit. Let's crank that thing up. That's a good one. Weirdly, we jammed this over the past week, and because somebody knew it on the piano, and it just turned, I know the song, I've heard the song, but singing it, and we were all singing it together and doing these like beautiful sort of swelling harmonies, I thought, wow, I did not realize how beautiful this, how great it is to sing this song.
Every now and then, a song you'll hear it in the right
context,
setting,
yeah,
and you can imagine. I can imagine, I should say, that person, even the thousandth time they sing it in concert live, they must still give themselves chills just because of the way the whole room gets into it. And I can imagine that it never gets old to do that one hit song or the, you know, the song that you can clearly see the room goes. Oh, this one.
Oh, that one. The other one that she's, her other number one hit was The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, which is very well known, but I feel like, by the way, she was actually the first artist to win the Grammy for Record of the Year in consecutive years for those songs, 73 and 74. She had another number one in 1974 with a song called Feel Like Making Love, which I thought was a Bad Company song, and I'm not sure I know her version of it.
It can't be the same
song. It can't, literally. It cannot be.
It cannot.
Let's see. It's in 1996, they talk about Killing Me Softly being done by the Fugees, which is a great version of that. So rest in peace, Roberta Flack, at age 88. It sounds like the last few years, not awesome, but you know, thanks for everything. I know the kids probably don't know who she is. Here's what I want to say about this. I put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I hate AI. I really cannot unsee this thing I've seen. It's Trump sucking on Elon's toes. And it is the most realistic thing you've ever seen in your life. It's a video taken from you're down sitting in front of the feet and Trump is going to town on the toes. And it looks so real. And he's so into it, as is Elon. And it actually chills me to my bones thinking that you can literally make anything you want happen with AI. It is, if you can dream it, you can create it. He's rubbing it's so.
There's like a corn or a bun.
Yeah, right in the middle there. I noticed that too. That's funny. Well, we don't even know if those are Elon's feet. Those aren't Elon's feet. Those are random AI feet.
Why would you put anyway.
Maybe two people sat down and acted it out and then they just put their faces on it.
Who is that for? Is that for sucker or the person?
Oh, you mean the actual act of sucking toes?
Yeah, is that for the person doing the, I'll do it. You know, like I don't mind. If Christina was like, please, you know, get my feet good.
Yeah.
I'd do it. But I can't imagine myself liking that. Not in a way that it would be. You know stuff.
Well, I'm a foot. I'm kind of a foot guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Of all the things. He is not into the feet. He's into the feet.
I don't know. It's kind of for you and for them.
I
enjoy doing it.
You like sucking on toes.
I feel like you could be louder overall. Like that, I have you in the same place as every day, but maybe your mic could be a little louder.
I'm pretty loud, I think. Maybe I'll just get a little closer.
What do you think?
He sounds fine.
Okay.
Anyway. Maybe it's just me. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Like it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a daily, it's not like an every time thing, but yeah, once in a while. Like
there's things that
like
I do.
Of going, it's like, oh, there's that foot.
How'd you get down there? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, I feel like you got to specifically be like, I'm down here and your feet are here and I love sucking toes. Like the whole, it has to be a perfect storm.
There are things that I do for her that I also enjoy greatly. But the idea is that she's supposed to get off on it and love it in the end, you know, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like but I like it too. So it's pleasurable for all. I can't see the feet ending in that same ta-da.
Maybe feet are like early days stuff where like you're just like every part of you is amazing. You know, who doesn't want salty feet smell in their mouth? Woo! You know, yum. Let's do that. And then I'm going to come right up and kiss your mouth.
You want that?
No.
Oh.
Obviously.
I do not want it.
When you describe it sounds filthy.
But your ex-wife liked it or other partners you've had have loved it?
She wasn't big on it. She didn't mind if I did it, though.
Oh.
Was not like...
So it was for you?
It was for me. Yeah.
Well, anyway...
What stuff was for me?
I think the real moral of this story, though, is... You can't believe anything. I put this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I think it's the last thing I put up there, too, so it should be right at the top. It's Trump sucking Elon Musk's toes, and it's so realistic that it's just scary.
Sucking toes is a.k.a. shrimping.
Shrimping, really?
Shrimping.
Huh.
I didn't know that.
Didn't know that either. Shrimping.
Oh, I'm looking at the time and thinking, I don't know if I can squeeze
so much time.
Else.
Plenty.
Not really.
Tons.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I just realized I don't have my 8 o'clock break because of Scott Capurro. So I think I'm gonna
go long.
What am I gonna do? I don't know how to do it. I'll give you this. I'll end with this. You remember a couple weeks ago, Marcus Jordan, like he stalled out his Lamborghini on the train tracks
and then got busted for coke and pulled the old you know who I am
right, you know, don't act like you don't know. They've actually changed the drug charge. It was ketamine, which is a different classification of drugs and may actually be better for him for the law. Like it's a class, a schedule three. So they did a field test on the powder. So if here's the deal. On February 4th, there was a traffic stop and 34-year-old Marcus Jordan, son of Michael Jordan, and apparently recently on the Traitors, which I've watched all the seasons and I don't really remember him at all. But they found, so he was clearly under the influence of something and had stalled his car out. He was like trying to go down the train tracks. Like he almost looks like his car just sort of got hung up on there. It wasn't like he just got stuck crossing. And it was a Lamborghini SUV, which I didn't even know they had those. It just feels like, man, if you're so blasé about it, you're like, oh, yeah, let me get the SUV version of that. I'm not just going to get a Lambo to, like, race people on Sunset Boulevard or whatever. I don't know what people do with their Lamborghinis. That's
exactly racing on Sunset Boulevard.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
Right? Smoke shows? I have no idea.
Smoke shows?
Side shows? What do they call them?
Okay. People don't.
I don't really know. I mean, if you get a Lamborghini, though, I mean, you need to go find the place where you go to show it off.
No,
anyway,
I think people do that in their Honda souped-up Civics. They're not.
Well, because they can't afford the Lambo, but the day they get their Lambo, they head down there and go, eat it, suck my toes. So they did a field test on the powder, and apparently ketamine and cocaine test the same on site. Don't ask me. It got a positive reading for cocaine. But then they took it and did further tests and that it was actually ketamine, which, they say cocaine is a schedule two drug in Florida and ketamine is schedule three in Florida, which I guess is
better or worse.
I guess it's better.
Okay.
Better for you as far as your arrest goes.
All right.
So there you go.
I've never done that stuff. I've never been around it. Do you snort ketamine?
I truly do not know what
people
you do.
People do everything with ketamine. Snort, inject.
You ever done it?
I've done way back in the day. We used to do ketamine to come off of cocaine.
Oh.
Oh, so it'll help you sleep.
Yeah.
It's part of the formula.
Yeah.
Okay. I probably would have liked ketamine more than coke because I'm not into uppers. Yeah. I'm already up.
What was Matthew Perry doing with it?
Oh yeah,
probably. I mean, it's
shooting it.
It's had quite a resurgence. There's a lot of people who buy liquid ketamine and use it daily
for depression and stuff. Right?
It was getting those infusions, which would be IV. But then he started having. Remember he said the guy gave him a big shot. Give me a big dose, and it killed him. Good job.
Mm. All right, I'm out of time officially. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Sarah's going to put on her judging gown and grab the gavel right after these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. It's all on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by, darn it, hold on a second, a trip for four to Disney Destiny Cruise Line.
Ooh.
All this week, we're giving you the chance to win for a trip for four on the Disney Destiny Cruise. All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour each day to get your daily entry and enter for a chance to win a trip for four, including hotel and air, to set sail on a cruise on the Disney Destiny.
That sounds good.
It does sound good. And I was in the middle of looking at the weather. Right now, we have thick fog over San Francisco. It was before I got to the city. But as I came into the city, you couldn't see the Salesforce Tower.
Nothing.
You couldn't see much above, say, I don't know, 50 feet.
Two streetlights ahead, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was scary.
So anyway, we've got mostly cloudy conditions this morning. Should see sun later. Highs in the mid-60s, but thick fog in the city if you're headed this way now. There's that.
It's okay. Doesn't it look like the shades are pulled down? Like looking out the window here, it's just it was filmy.
I hit a spot where I was doing the speed limit soundly, and then I really had to pull off that gas pedal and just take it slow.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
This first story has been ongoing, so I thought I'd give you an update. Elizabeth Holmes is the former CEO of a company called Theranos.
Yep.
They were going to be a big deal.
Well, they were going to be Great.
Blood testing for people who are sick can be a freaking nightmare. And she had figured out how to take one drop of blood and get everything from that needed.
If only that had been not a figment of her imagination. Because that would be the best.
It was a mirage. There is no question that that was not a real thing.
This is the best thing. No wonder people were like, yes, I will throw billions of dollars at this. That is going to be huge. They even made, they put the machines into Walgreens or something, right?
Yep. It was Walgreens, yes.
Oh my God. Such, it's so crazy.
Well, I mean, it was, she had sold this thing and then was scrambling because it didn't work to find ways to make it work until she could make it work, which included fudging, you know, using other means to get the test done while people were looking at the thing that she said did it. And she was pulling the, see, here's the test results. Meanwhile, the thing that was supposed to do it didn't do it.
Didn't do it.
Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes, and there are multiple documentary movie type things about this woman and her story. I watched the one. I can't remember what it was, but this was all right here in the Bay Area. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeal for the Ninth Circuit on Monday upheld the lower court rulings, finding that she is guilty of felony fraud. She was trying to get off of her fraud conviction on appeal, and the answer is no. She was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison in order to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in restitution. Mm. She appealed that, and it's been ongoing. Like, she's got good lawyers. She married a hotel heir. So the guy that she's married to has
the cake to pay off some of this.
I guess that's the case.
That was a mess, too. She was pregnant when she was convicted.
She had two babies in the process of being on
trial. As in, if I go to prison, I'll never get to have kids because I'm in my 30s now.
Mm-hmm.
And then wasn't there, she was dating the Sonny Balwani guy at one point, but then the winds up married to.
Sonny Balwani was the former,
cohort.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know, there was a CEO and a CFO or something like.
And they're both blaming it on each other. Yes. Like, no, that was his decision or her decision.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, she tried to get off. It's not happening. She has lowered her sentence on good behavior and other things that you can do in jail programs.
I'm a good girl now.
Well, you there's programs where you can lower your time spent, and she's doing all of that stuff. But they're saying for sure she's guilty and she knew what she, and this was the lady.
She's going to be on the hook for all this stuff.
If you watch the shows, she just idolized Jobs, wore the clothes he wore. Like
the turtleneck.
And many people are like, what's with that voice? It's not real.
What do you mean?
She was walking around.
This is my voice. This is the way I talk. I like the green drink.
Anyway, Holmes, 41, is incarcerated at a federal minimum security prison outside Houston and will stay there. She won't be released until March of 2032. So.
Well, she'll keep whittling it down. That'll come down some. Maybe.
Okay, get your gavel.
Okay.
That wasn't the case.
Oh, that wasn't?
This is the case.
Okay, I'm ready.
Get your gavel, get your judging gown on.
I love judging. It's like what I do best, Vinny. Thank you for the opportunity to be judging.
A 38-year-old woman named Christina Murray is suing a fertility clinic in Georgia.
38 years old.
38 years old after they implanted the wrong embryo.
Oh.
And she gave birth to someone else's baby.
Uh-oh. And then what happened?
She used a donor to get pregnant in 2023 and gave birth that December. She immediately knew something was wrong because she's white and the baby was black.
Oh, well, that's a giveaway.
She had selected a donor with dirty blonde hair and blue eyes. So she had a very specific idea of what kind of baby she was after, what the look would be. And black apparently wasn't it.
So she goes into this clinic and she's fertile and they get her an egg from her, and they mix it with some guy's donation,
mm-hmm.
and then they implant her, and they mm-hmm. put in, they didn't give her the donor that she thought she was going to get.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this isn't a thing where someone's coming after this baby for custody. This wasn't like a place where...
No, she had the baby and went, okay, you gave me the wrong donor sperm.
Okay.
And then that's where it was at initially. She'd asked for dirty blonde hair and blue eyes. Mm. And they say here, she knew she wasn't black and she'd chosen. So what is this?
Right.
She took the baby home and cared for him anyway.
Well, it is her baby still. Isn't she half the DNA of that baby? Or was the whole
thing?
That's
the question. Okay. So she bought an at-home DNA test and got the results a month later. The test confirmed she and the boy weren't related at all.
Oh.
So they used the wrong egg.
Oh, so some other lady had a white baby and she's like, what the actual F is happening here?
She told the clinic and they figured out the embryo belonged to another couple who were clients. So that couple had to sue Christina for custody of their baby.
Oh my God.
She, of course, said, I'll give you your child. I didn't do this. This was done to me.
Yes. But you're welcome for being your surrogate.
He was about 5 months old and had breastfed him.
Oh, she loved him. It was her baby.
Had taken the... And it, you know, if you have a kid, you know it just takes over your life in every possible way. And once you go through it, you see others and you have this empathy for that mom that's shirts on backwards and her hair's a mess and she's smiling and trying to push this baby down the street in a stroller. And
doing her best over
here. Just trying to get by. Right. Man, I'm just trying. I'm holding on. Like, she did all that stuff. Yep. And those are, believe it or not, that's part of the bonding process. All that hard work is...
I'll do anything for you. My baby.
Yes. It's all part of that. So anyway, she...
But this is a fertility clinic that is not just a sperm bank where they're going to, you know, turkey baste you. This is like, we're making... Viable embryos, and we implant them. And
so anyway, she gave the baby back to the couple whose egg she'd been implanted with. He had been cared for by her for about 5 months. So not only was she bummed and devastated, I'm sure the kid was like, where's my mom?
Where's my mommy?
Again, she breastfed him. Took him to all his doctor appointments.
Yeah, she was his mom.
And then she hasn't seen him since.
Well.
She's now suing.
Yeah.
The lawsuit says that she's been done wrong.
Yeah, because she has been. This is heartbreaking on many levels.
Right. The case is now before you, Judge.
Okay, $100 million. She wins. Like, whatever she's asking for, like, the damage is profound on every level. That is a huge, that's a screw-up of epic proportions. And her baby was taken from her arms. Like, no matter what else happened, she had that baby. She nursed that baby. That was her baby for 5 months. Bye-bye, baby. Bye-bye. Whatever she wants, she gets it. What did she get? Because she definitely won, right?
No, they're going to court now.
She hasn't, but
if she's suing for $10 million,
then she gets $10 million.
They have to cut that check. Pencil that out now.
I really feel like that's, yes. What an incredible, look, you get to the point where you're like, I want a kid. I'm going to go through all these, jump through all these hoops and I'm going to get implanted and I'm going to have a baby and it's all, and now this is what your next year looks like, or however long it's been now. Like that's just
now. And
the other couple, they find out there's their baby. Some lady had their baby.
Now hold on,
and they got to sue.
Let me just say, just to be play devil's advocate.
Okay, all
here,
right, yeah, but let's hear it.
I'm a lawyer for the fertility clinic.
Yes.
Listen, a clerical error was made. It's an honest mistake. No one did this on purpose. Mm. You didn't, as you said, need a baby. You wanted a baby. God had already told you you don't get a baby because you weren't getting a baby.
Yeah. You could lock a dude down.
You came to us.
Yeah.
And we did the best we could on your behalf. It was an honest mistake.
It was an accident.
It was an accident.
So you're going to be paying the damages to the accident that you caused.
There wouldn't have been an accident had you not come to our offices seeking help.
Where we suck at what we do.
We didn't. Hold on. I'm just trying to. Now listen. We didn't come to you and force a black baby into your belly. We didn't do that.
Okay.
You asked for it.
And you got it. And then the couple who it actually was wanted it back.
Are you buying any of that?
I'm not. Oh, my God, no. Fine. And please, well, I
you know there's or a lawyer out there who's like, I think I can win this thing.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if there's an embryo that the one that she wanted got implanted into somebody
else. That's what I'm saying.
And it's like it's her baby running around somewhere.
Right. Well, it isn't clear from what you've said if she got an egg harvested or if she just took a donor egg and a donor.
No, I am guessing that she used, because she did a DNA test to find out if this baby was
so
hers.
So she was looking,
she used her own egg and was looking very specifically for a certain kind of sperm. And so that's where she was tipped off to it not being hers. So that, it's a mess.
It is a mess.
But I don't think that think that her baby is in anyone else. I think the screw up and it just can't happen.
Right. That is a fail of epic proportions.
I tried to argue.
And you did do a pretty good job. You seemed reasonable. You didn't get heated. You're talking clerical errors.
I mean, you know.
What if they offer her a free baby?
Yeah. Well, how about a free baby?
Here's a free baby. We'll give you twins. There's two babies.
Give you two babies.
Two for the price of one. That's a deal.
You know what? Yes.
That's our text number is 800-400-3697. Okay, the people got their baby. Where's her baby? I don't think I think her embryo is still sitting there.
Yeah. Do you want your embryo that's been sitting there? Like, if they could find it, would you want to take a chance on that embryo being correctly labeled somehow? I feel like you got to go to another clinic and kiss that other embryo. Oh.
Well, that's okay. Someone wrote in and said, no, there are protocols in place and they clearly didn't follow them. Deb in Concord. Plus, what if she doesn't have any more eggs?
No.
What if that was the last non-decrepit egg?
Right. Well, she's 38. Maybe she got the bunch of eggs out earlier. And then I didn't find anybody to have a baby with. I really want a baby. I'm doing it. Yeah, honestly, we're making light of this, but this is about the most devastating thing that can happen to a person who wants to have a child.
I was trying to make that point. Like those early days, your body's trying to recover. I mean, I was a mess after that birth. It was terrible.
You poor thing. Please go on. Tell me all about it. I'm here for you.
No, you're recovering. I understand. I'm making light, but your body's a mess. You've just been through major trauma, all the stuff. Yeah. And then you're also not sleeping.
Right.
And plus you're loving this baby.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, she's having all of these uncomfortable, this isn't my baby.
I don't think this is my baby. But this baby is mine. It came out of me. And I needs to be fed. And I'm doing it. Like, I mean, she bonded with that baby. Like, this is a tragedy on so many levels. And now 5 months in, this other couple finds out it's their baby and sues her and takes the baby. And she doesn't have any, she's not going to go see that baby. She's not going to go to his college graduation or be there, you know, the weird white lady at his wedding. It's so sad. It's really, really sad.
Weird white lady.
I don't know.
I mean, it's only 5 months. You get over it, right?
You get over it. Maybe. And things happen in this life.
Well, 10 million bucks will help.
They will. Things happen to you in this life that you don't deserve. It happens all the time. There's crimes against humanity where you're like, I was just walking down the street.
Right.
And then this happened.
Why'd this have to happen to me?
209 says, no, Vinny.
No.
The fertility clinic is still, I know, I was just trying to play devil's advocate.
Yeah, he's trying to be the lawyer for the clinic. They need one. They need a good one.
He's our resident Tony Busby.
Oh, boy.
Vin would make a great defense lawyer, I'm convinced.
Yeah. Well, he's read enough police procedurals and watched enough Law and Order.
Listen, I tried. I don't know. Someone's going to have to take the case.
Yes. Under no circumstances can I continue with this case.
What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, it's at that time?
Yeah, hey, quick.
Oh, geez. Alec, Jon Stewart, non-set injuries.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.